We're talking about the final exams. We know that the matric class of 2024 are going to start writing the exams as of today up until the last day, the last day being the 26th of November. And so we're speaking to the Mpumalanga Department of Education. We have MEC, Ms. Cassie Dlamini. MEC, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners.
Perfect. MEC, we know that the exams are to start today, and I would like to believe that we're ready. Are we ready?
We are more than ready. More than ready, as we've been saying throughout the process, that administratively we have done almost everything. All our centers are ready. The 575 centers, our invigilators are ready. Our monitors are ready. Examination papers, as I speak, are in schools, have been assured. Learners, in terms of learners, we've been preparing our learners for quite a while now. In the school where I am today, they've just arrived this morning from the camp where they've been preparing for the examination. I can say that confidently so, that both administratively and our learners are ready to write today.
Perfect. And perhaps what would your advice be to the learners who are going to be sitting for the first time? Perhaps, you know, some of them are anxious this morning because they don't know what to expect. What would you say to them?
What I can say to them, that there's nothing new. They must just relax. Nothing new. For the journey of 12 years when they entered this, our premises schools, now they are at the last end. This is the end of their 12 years journey. Nothing new is going to be asked from the papers. What is important for them is to read the question with an understanding. Spend more time understanding the question. Thereafter, you realize that they are asking you something that you know, and they must write. They must just relax. Most importantly is to relax and write their exam. But also to the parents, I take it from me, we are more panicking than the learners themselves. In fact, they are no more learners, they are candidates, than the candidates themselves. If we could just a little bit relax so that they themselves relax to write the examination, there is nothing new. Everything that they'll be writing is what they've been taught.
Now, before I let you go, MEC, we know our province had been hit with cheating scandals to some point that, you know, matric learners who were accused of being part of this massive cheating scandal during the 2022 exams. What is the latest on that? What is the update? Have they received their results or what's going on with that?
Let me start off by, it's unfortunate people decide to focus on negative things.
Yeah.
It's only one or two incidents of copying irregularities that happened. The majority of our centers have been going through results without any incidents, but people decide to focus on the negative. On those ones, I will not, there are those, because it's after 3 days, there are those that decided to come back and write the exam. Mm. But in terms of the merit of the case, I will not comment on that one, because it was taken to court, and the court has made a judgment, and the sector is appealing the judgment. Therefore, I will not go to the merits. But in terms of monitoring those irregularities in our school, we have identified high-risk centers. In those high-risk centers, we've just been getting a briefing from the district director here at Nkangala that we have about 12 of them. We've deployed more monitors over and above the invigilators who will be making sure that there are no incidents of copying, as we popularly know it, but we are calling it irregularities. So we are ready. We've prepared ourselves. We have invigilators over and above. We have monitors to make sure that we have incident-free examination.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, that's our MEC for the Department of Education, Ms. Cassie Dlamini. MEC, it's always an honor speaking to you.
Thank you so much to my learners. All of you, we love you all. The entire Mpumalanga province is behind you. We all have sleepless nights like you, but we know that you'll make it. We're very much confident with the work that we have done. Here, you can't drop the ball. We are going to make it. We wish you all to pass to make it. and see you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.